Yeah, it was an unusual weekend. Lots of activity at the Democratic Convention over the weekend. And on the KSRO live line with us is Lori Gallion. She's the president of the Democratic Party of Sonoma County. Lori, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a wonderful morning. It's
yeah.
A little crisp here in Sonoma.
Yes, it is. Yes, everywhere we look. And it was a little crisp at the Democratic get-together over the weekend, especially if you were a senator named Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah, so she did not get the vote of confidence and did not get the backing of her party first time in I don't know how long.
I know. I think it very much reflects the fact that we have a lot of voters here in California that are actually stepping up to the plate, getting more aware of the issues, and want to be more engaged with as far as their representatives are concerned. And I feel that this is the time to actually watch where Senator Feinstein is going to go.
You know, this is sort of an issue that's came up with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, that there's this progressive wing of the Democratic Party and a more moderate force. Are you seeing that? Is that what's going on? Or did you sense that at the convention over the weekend?
I definitely felt that there was more engagement, and the youth is considerably active, and the Democratic Party is weaving its way now as far as determining, you know, the play action, you know, who are the players, who are going to be the ones voting, and what is their message, because in Senator Feinstein's case, I respect the senator tremendously for the work that she's done, but in the case of my son, who's 28 years old, there's a whole generation of her work that may or may not actually know what she has been doing and has done in the past and where she needs and would be going for the future.
And it sounds like, Lori, that there were a lot of folks that were very interested in the governor's race in California, and it looked like it was pretty much even Steven between Villaraigosa and Gavin Newsom, although it sounds like Newsom made a pretty big impression over the weekend.
He did. I actually had the opportunity to go online and listen to the debate that was done earlier. I believe it was Thursday night. And I felt it was a very vigorous debate. And yet I did not feel that Villaraigosa was as vocal as I have heard him in past debates. And I felt that the strongest players were, you know, John Cheng as well as Gavin Newsom in that particular debate, with Delaine Easton actually being very vocal and very engaged.
You know, one of the issues we've seen sort of sweep through our nation is the Me Too movement. One of the big subjects at the Democratic Convention over the weekend was Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, who's the subject of an Assembly sexual harassment probe. She got endorsed by the California Democratic Party over the weekend. What does this say about you and the Democrats as far as the We Too movement when she is allowed to be endorsed, but other Republican members of the Capitol establishment are being told to step down?
Well, I think that has yet to play out. I am going to be staying tuned as far as that is concerned, because there is a process of the consent calendar that is forwarded, and items are not removed from the consent calendar as far as challenges or things of that nature. So there is a process that stands involved. Again, you know, endorsement is one thing, winning the vote is another. And so it will be very interesting to hear, you know, how this plays out.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprising part of the convention. I'm sure a lot was said over the course of the weekend, Lori, about the midterm elections and what the Democrats hope to accomplish during those.
Yes, and I believe that, you know, for the message was loud and clear that the activists on the ground, the workshop I attended, working with allies, which has a lot of the indivisible groups, the Open Wagon has any number of swing left participants in it, organizing groups for getting back our congressional districts and making sure that we take back the House is very much, an important process in what we're doing. But voter engagement, getting people to vote, getting out the vote, all of this is very active movement, and something that in Sonoma County we will be definitely targeting. So the voices are heard. You know, the individuals are stepping to the plate. Labor is very much a part of this. We have so many partners that are banding together, and certainly we're seeing the first effect of this in our county for the June primaries.
Yeah, a lot of work to do for sure, but a big and, as Larry mentioned, raucous weekend during some moments of the Democratic Convention of California. Lori, thanks so much for being here.
All right, thank you, and feel free to call on me in the future.
Will do. That is Lori Gallion. She's the president of the Democratic Party of Sonoma County.